iMoneyCoach.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand here at the parking lot for a car, and of course, our guest this morning is Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. Before we begin, I would just comment briefly that yesterday the Federal Reserve increased their interest rate about 0.25%. What does that mean? It means, of course, they're beginning to tighten the loose financial policies that they've been pursuing here for the last year and a half. And the other thing is that the M3, which they used to publish, which gave you an idea of what they were doing with the money supply, the M3, of course, they don't publish anymore because it doesn't have any meaning, and that's simply a lie. They don't want you to know what they're doing. The M3 has fallen from 17% to 3%. What does that mean? It means they're tightening down on money behind the scenes. This is exactly what happened during the Great Depression. If you read Milton Friedman's Capitalism and Freedom, it means that every time the economy began to recover during the Great Depression, why, the Fed pulled money out of circulation and tumbled things back down again. And what are we doing today? Why, they're contracting the monetary supply, but they can't let you common people know that, you know, they are actually squeezing down on the economy, not trying to expand it, not trying to get the thing moving again, but doing exactly the wrong thing. Of course, they do this in the name of fighting inflation, but, well, anyway, we'll let Joel go ahead, because Joel is a different subject, but I just want people to understand that they're working within the shadows. The last thing they want is for you common people to understand what the elite are doing, and that these mean they are contracting the monetary supply. But Joel, go right ahead.
Well, I have to comment on this, that, you know, certainly we who don't believe in fiat money cannot complain when, I mean, we have all of the best of the economists have said they've got to raise interest rates to a respectable rate in order to keep the dollar from falling, and this is absolutely true. They've got to stop this 0% interest rate carry trade to the banks, the big banks, which have been profiting off of this. And you know, I'm not sure, Dr. Stan, if a 0.25% really is. It could have a couple other meanings. One, it could be that they are responding to the increasing call against, you know, 0% interest rates. This is in combination with the audit the Fed move. This is in combination with the excessive deficit spending. All of these things may be just a point to, you know, take the air out of the bubble of criticism that is building in Congress over Federal Reserve policy. So I think it's too early at this time. I, I'm really skeptical that in fact they're trying to pull the plug on the economy. It was a considerable difference in the days of the Depression, where they really did manhandle things. You know, the Taft-Hawley Tariff Act was just a disaster, which hurt Americans' recovery. And they did manipulate directly the Depression in the stock market, because I think they were trying to consolidate power. And while there may be some of those going on, the larger picture is when you've got a massive, powerful system like the Federal Reserve, they're doing everything they can to maintain power. And so I expect to actually see more direct injection of cash into the economy through bailouts that get to individual people, which will be inflationary. And they can do that by and still raise interest rates a little bit. So I think we'll have to withhold judgment at this point as to what their full purposes are, because right now this is actually a good sign, even though I don't think it's meant to be permanent. This is in the right direction.
All right, we'll just have to wait and see what they're doing, but you go right ahead.
Well, the big story, of course, is what's going on, and for the second week in a row I'm covering this in the World Affairs Brief, the battle for control of the conservative agenda. It's still building, and all of the activity is centering around the CPAC conference in Washington, D.C., Conservative Political Action Conference. This is what's been sponsored for decades and decades by the American Conservative Union. It is the biggest conservative gathering. Over 10,000 people make it to Washington, D.C. at great expense. I mean, entrance fees are not cheap, and the hotel accommodations in Washington, D.C. are very expensive, and transportation. So, you've got to have money to go to the CPAC conference unless you live there. But anyway, it's the thing that is really packed. And it tends to be the way in which the establishment controls major portions of the Tea Party movement, the anti-Republican form of the Tea Party movement, that have shown up at the CPAC conference, and they have been very vocal, according to reports, on how that they respond to various speakers. But we've had two surprise speakers show up there, which were not on the agenda. One of them was Vice President Dick Cheney, and he wouldn't have done that if he didn't feel like there was some need to intervene and counterbalance the anti-Republican movement there. And of course, anybody famous gets a standing ovation. Conservatives are real suckers for honoring those people who have fame, even if they're infamous, in our opinion. But also, Senator-elect Scott Brown made a surprise appearance, and he's a liberal. So we've got to be careful of people who are deemed as heroes. Sure, he did a major upset among the Democratic establishment, and so we have to look carefully, though, at where this takes us in the party, because the establishment working through the Republicans can then take hero status like Scott Brown's and turn that into a compromising situation. We have a similar situation coming out in Nevada. Nevada is notorious in its Republican Party for having betrayed the Tea Party movement, especially those associated with Ron Paul. If you remember, the Nevada Republicans are the ones who shut down the nominating convention to the Republican National Convention when it looked like Ron Paul Republicans were going to, in fact, elect Ron Paul delegates. They shut down the convention, turned off the lights, and in essence blocked out any ability of the Ron Paul Republicans to seat.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at American Media.
Hello? 11 years ago when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Joel Skelton, and we're talking about the Tea Party movement. And believe me, of course, the one thing that the establishment does not want is an independent movement so the American people would really have a choice in their elected representatives. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, if you remember, there was a very similar movement to the Tea Party movement in 1994, the aftermath of the Clinton election, and after 4 years, people had had enough. And who should ride into the arena but a left liberal economics professor named Newt Gingrich, who suddenly decided to be a conservative Republican. And in fact, he simply, it was a fraud. He was a wolf in sheep's clothing. He rode into the movement and came up. He was, you know, a dynamic speaker and came out with a contract with America with a 10-point program, which, you know, to cut back on spending and all of the government programs. And he had no intention of delivering on those promises. First thing he did when he got into office as the Speaker of the House was run up a major campaign to pass NAFTA and GATT, two globalist measures which have been with us ever since. This is where the establishment diverts and dilutes the pressure from people. In this case, more and more people are becoming aware that this is what happened. And so there's a much bigger anti-Republican movement than there was in 1994 in the Tea Party movement. And so much of what we're seeing and what I'm commenting today on in World Affairs Brief has to do with how the establishment is using their false conservative Republican leadership, because they are part of the establishment. They're not true conservatives, but they're playing a role, and they're trying to co-opt the movement and make sure that they isolate what they consider the radicals. The radicals are the ones that want real strong change, and they want change regardless of whether it comes from Republicans or Democrats. They want liberal Republicans out as well as they want Democrats out. I think the establishment really did themselves some damage with George W. Bush, in the sense that even though they got a lot of conservatives to be corrupted and compromised and go along with him, there's an awful lot of conservatives that aren't going to, you know, are dedicated not to go there yet, not to let a person ride in on a conservative white horse and fool them like George Bush did. So they're out in full swing at the CPAC conference trying to manage this very volatile crowd, and reading the reports this morning, what's been going on so far, they're not really succeeding. There's at least the half of the convention is pretty anti-Republican at this point. Even Senator DeMint from South Carolina, Republican there, has talked openly in the CPAC conference about unseating liberal Republicans who are doing damage to the brand, and he's absolutely right. The only thing that's really going to work that I have learned over the years and that you have learned, I know, is that it's going to take radical political action, not simply business as usual in the future. The only time libertarian political radicals ever successfully overcame the call of moderation, which has always been with us, was during the Revolutionary War period, from the Declaration of Independence to the passage of the radical new U.S. Constitution in 1787. And it was a radical U.S. Constitution. There's nothing like it before in the history of the world. It was much tougher even than common law in England, which was its basis. These people, the founders, had learned that you've got to bind tyranny down and prohibit it from doing almost anything in order to establish liberty. And it, they were able to win that battle just barely. I mean, when you read the Constitutional Convention, it just was a lot of compromises they made, and while the general principles are excellent, they just barely got what they got. Every establishment politician opposed it, especially the well-heeled people from South Carolina, the slave states and the plantation states, and then the industrial states of New York, Governor Clinton, etc. But the radicals turned out to be right, and they got it passed, but slowly and inexorably. It's been a downhill battle ever since. As the same establishment, then he needs to take the guts out of the Constitution. And it was being reinterpreted and interpreted away even during the George Washington administration. You know, a lot of people think that we had pure liberty clear up for at least 100 years, and it just isn't true. I mean, the National Bank battle got right into the process with Alexander Hamilton. Playing like he was a conservative. He was the first wolf in sheep's clothing, in my opinion. Playing like he, even writing part of the Federalist paper, but he didn't mean it. He was a monarchist. He was a kingman. And so, we've always had
this battle. Well made, most people don't understand, that this battle has always been with us.
That's right, and that's why your book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, is such a classic in this field about tracing all of the, the secrecy and the double dealing and the putting on the false cloak of goodness and righteousness that, Christians are so vulnerable for. They just tend to believe anyone who, speaks the right words to them, and conservatives are the same way, and so this is a real problem. In any case, this time around, the establishment right, and I don't mean the real right, I mean the establishment right, as opposed to true constitutional conservatives, are putting out a new flagship mission statement called the Mount Vernon Statement. And it is so generic, so nonspecific, as to appeal to almost anyone, a sure sign that it's worthless as a real strategy. Unless you understand the strategy behind putting out a nondescript generic statement, which I'm going to explain in this briefing. It is being followed up, of course, by what is rumored to be a more specific contract with America to be unveiled at the CPAC conference. I wouldn't doubt that Newt Gingrich is going to be there, might not be the one to try to pull this off again. And if he does, it's going to be a different battle, to be sure. Well, people can read the actual Mount Vernon Statement at themountvernonstatement.com, which puts forth the true proposition that the federal government today ignores the limits of the Constitution, which is increasingly dismissed as obsolete and irrelevant. I mean, it tells the truth. It claims to bear faithful allegiance to the Constitution, but when you look at people signing the document, you realize these people are ones who have themselves promoted candidates like George Bush, who have thumbed their nose at the Constitution. So no one can really point out any major flaws in the document. But I tell you, it means nothing when in fact you can, that anyone can sign on to it. And, you know, the general guidance is too easy to agree upon and doesn't solve the myriad of legal interpretive issues that are left open by the Constitution's general language, which has brought us to this current crisis. The principles are true in the Constitution, the principles are fine, but they do cry out for more detailed implementation and interpretations, which the establishment has been all too willing to provide us, distorting the meaning of the founders in the process of amending and interpreting and providing, you know, volumes and volumes of case law, which in fact has become intimately bound with the Constitution. And that's one of the problems, Dr. Stan, that I see with simply championing the Constitution. Establishment people say, yeah, we believe in the Constitution too. What they mean, of course, is as defined in case law. And so how do you get it away from case law? You can't just say in the tradition of the founders. You have to go through and specifically define the tradition of the founders in law, so that in fact you have a definitive difference in law of how case law should develop. And no one in the conservative movement has ever done this. There's been a few attempts to do it in property law, several good libertarian conservative professors that have done that, and some that have done it in immigration law and others. But comprehensively, we've never attacked the taxation issue. What would be a proper way to tax that doesn't interfere with commerce? Unfortunately, the founders only had excise taxes, which does interfere with commerce. There's a way to use user fees to pay for things that related to commerce, but generally speaking, we should never have an income tax or a graduated tax of any degree. Taxes should be directly tied to the people and property receiving the services of government, whether it's defense, protection, etc., ought to be tied directly to those receiving any proportion to the direct benefit from government protective services, which should be very limited, of course, to the protection of fundamental rights, not to the providing of benefits. And all of that attests to the strength of the anti-federalist position, which was that, yes, it's very good to have enumerated powers and restrict the government to enumerated powers, but just to make sure that they're doubly clear, you need to also list prohibitions. And had we had a definitive list of prohibitions, it could have slowed the demise of the Constitution. And nothing, you know, works if you have, you know, a person willing to say black is white and a court that's willing to say, you know, red is blue and black is white. Still, if the language is very clear, it becomes all the much easier to convince the public that the courts are, in fact, violating not only the intent of the Constitution, but the words of the Constitution. Well, I've had quite a bit of experience over the years, Dr. Stan, in trying to tighten up the interpretive issues and tighten down the language of the Constitution. And I tell you, it's amazing to me what a backlash I get from conservatives who are so convinced that the language is sacrosanct because, you know, we believe that the documents generally inspire, that they won't tolerate even a single change, even if that direction is to bolster liberty and prohibit the expansionary interpretations that are possible under, you know, misconstruing the welfare, general welfare clause and other things. You know, and so we have developed, unfortunately, a constituency within our own movement. And part of that's owing to my uncle's work, W. Clune Scouse, and the great champion of the Constitution, but who presented it as such a perfect document that, in fact, he convinced many millions that we should engage in this unthinking rigidity, that there you know, is no way to improve upon it, and there certainly is. We must. Even the founders, I'm convinced, if they came back, they would have lots of improvements, and it would all be much more detailed language. This is what you need to tighten up and make sure they can't, you know, take advantage of our general intent. But it's almost an impossible battle now when we have so many of our people unwilling to think, so fearful of that no one has the capability, you know, to improve upon something that the founders did. And well, saying all of this,
I think the fear is of a constitutional convention that would end up, of course, doing away with the Constitution altogether. And certainly you're absolutely right. There are things in there that have been totally misinterpreted by those who would use the Constitution to expand the power of government, as you refer to the fact in Article 1, Section 8, they refer to the general welfare. But we know what they were meaning, but somebody could reinterpret that, and they have, to say, gee, purpose of the Constitution, be concerned about the general welfare. That's why we've got to provide for the health, education, and welfare of the public. I mean, who could be against that? And yet, it was not what the founders meant. But if you want to distort meaning, you can always use words to push an idea that is totally contrary to what the original meaning of the Constitution was.
That's right. Now, notice that even if you had the General Welfare Clause in there, but you had a specific list of prohibitions, for example, and one was that the federal government should not provide any direct benefit to any person, then you see you would have had a much more difficult time interpreting the general welfare as because you had a specific prohibition against providing direct payments to anyone. And in any case, I have always been a constitutional convention. I'm a realist to know we don't have the votes to control that convention. It would get run away. We'd get a much worse document than we had. But there is another way, and that is if you provide for this understanding of tightening up the language of a constitution in private, that is, you do it among conservatives alone, and you build a basis for change, then you've got the power, if it comes up.
Hang on there, Joel. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
Even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, COPARC means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adoptive parents of five, COPARC means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, COPARC means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. COPARC is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttex.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. And before we go on, I want Joel to tell you how you can get in touch with him and learn more about the World Affairs Brief, and hopefully you'll want to go ahead and subscribe to it. Joel, go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. My World Affairs Brief comes out every Friday, covering the types of topics we're talking about on this radio program. It's showcased on my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. And your listeners can get a free sample copy by emailing me editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And on my website, lots of things that are free there as well, including a daily rundown of the best links of the best stories in the news, lots of topics from my archives on the right-hand side about various cover-ups. I cover everything from the JFK assassination to the Oklahoma City bombing and 9/11, because government involvement in cover-up is one of the best evidences of conspiracy to do evil. You know, it's very interesting. I had a friend who once had a chance to talk to Al Gore, and he asked him point blank. He said, "How much of what happens in government is kept from the American people? How much of what happens in government is actually known in the public domain?" And he said, "Less than 2%. Less than 2% of what government does is open to the public and non-secret." I mean, that's just an incredible statement, Dr. Stan. And it shows the point that, you know, as I'm talking about in this particular brief, the issue, the only issue capable of bringing about a significant change in the political climate of America is the issue of conspiracy, cover-up, and government evil that is being kept from the American people. Only those issues are capable of enraging the people enough to demand real change. And even if they did, we'd still have a problem with those wolves in sheep's clothing changing to another suit of clothes and once again claiming or using different people to claim that they are the reformists. You know, that's what happened in 1994 in Italy, and Mani Puliti scandal, clean hands scandal. They all claimed that, you know, after all the major political parties were destroyed by the revelations that they were taking kickbacks from the secret combinations in Italy, the mafia, and everyone else, they all reformed, and within 6 months they were all back in power with new names, new party names, new people leading them, but the same powers that be. So, you know, this is a tough battle, but nevertheless, we will get nowhere by statements of just continuing to rally around the flag, and even the Constitution, as great as it is, we will get nowhere by simply saying, let's uphold the Constitution, because in fact, if you did have the power to uphold and enforce the Constitution provisions and stop all these federal programs, you would have such a backlash from the benefit-corrupted American people, including many conservatives, that they would amend that Constitution within a month, and you'd be back to where we started from. Because that's, you know, when you've corrupted your people over time and gotten them used to benefits, and most conservatives think a lot of these things are okay now. They've been slowly controlled into buying into a lot of socialism, including the public schools. They think they're our schools. They're not our schools. They're government schools. The only way to solve the prayer issue in schools, to solve the preaching of evolution in the schools, is to take away all public funding in public schools and make public schools the same as private schools. It takes user fees, and they must be supported only by the user fees of those that attend them. And then they're on an equal basis, and if you don't want to pray, if you want in a school, you go to a school that doesn't have prayer, and if you want prayer in school, you go to a school that does, and you're not penalized financially. But a lot of conservatives say, oh, we like these big, lavish public schools. And yes, they like that because they take my money, who doesn't use the public schools, to help support them. And that's what's wrong with it. That's what's evil. That's what's socialistic about these things. And so I'm very strong that we need to have much greater education within our own people to know what are the principles of law that are good, and just rallying around the Constitution without an in-depth understanding of what its implications are and what they should be in law is not sufficient even for conservatives. So we have some work to do. And I see, and this is my point in this brief, that the purpose of the CPAC convention is to use the power of their organizing to marginalize the natural leaders like Ron Paul. He has a place there. He is giving a speech, but not a main one and not in prime time. It's off in a separate room where he talks to his own supporters. But they give the mainstreamers the big top speaking slots and times, and that's how they build a movement to create leadership. And out of leadership, that's when they can control a movement. They want to make sure that, first of all, they have a, you know, a non-controversial mission statement, which is what this Mount Vernon statement is, so they can fool the constitutional conservatives into supporting it. All of the mainstreamers can sign on, but what it does, because they refuse to mention 9/11, they refuse to mention let's go after these evils within government, which would be controversial, which would get the media down on them, they allow all the mainstream Republicans to flood into the movement to take over the Tea Parties, and then they can outvote the radicals. And I mean radicals in a benevolent way, just those that believe in real, strong change. Even though some of those that signed the document thought it was awful. Richard Viguerie, a longtime friend, conservative activist who I worked for as, when I was executive editor of the Conservative Digest during the Reagan administration, said, the statement is embarrassing. If the people in the leadership of the conservative movement are going to put out pablum like this, the Tea Party is going to make them seem irrelevant. Irrelevant, and it's true. Frankly, I was surprised that Viguerie, one of the few who directly attacked George Bush during his presidency, and almost no Republicans would do that, he signed this knowing that it's not effective. But, as he told Politico.com, he says it's a satisfactory first step, and he will sign it. He wants to be supportive of his friends. And you can do so when you have a nice statement confirming the Constitution. I could sign the document, even though I don't believe it would do any good. There's nothing wrong with the document itself, insofar as it goes. But he was correct in saying we need to draw a much clearer line between the right and the left, between liberal Democrats and Republicans, and liberal Republicans against constitutional Republicans. Senator DeMint, Republican of South Carolina, says this is necessary to be able to distinguish between true Republicans and false Republicans. But nevertheless, as Daniel Larrison points out, who's a critic of this, he says it's not much of a threat, and it isn't much of a litmus test. The statement itself is so anodyne, so unobjectionable, so filled with stock phrases that no one to the right of Olympia Snowe could have much to say against it. And Olympia Snowe, as you know, is a leftist within the Republican Party. From Maine, Senator from Maine. The statement was written specifically to be as inclusive, vague, and undemanding as possible. It was done this way so that every movement faction could accept it without complaint. So you see, Dr. Stan, they're trying to build a movement that is a huge tent. But in fact, the purpose, as I said, is to bring into that tent as many as they can so they can elect the mainstream.
Hold that thought, Joe. We'll be right back.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Passover 2010 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. The date, March the 29th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel, I-25 and 120th Avenue. You can join the Beth Messiah Band, the Daughters of Zion, and Beth Messiah Dancers as they celebrate Passover 2010. Time, 6 p.m. Reservations are due by March the 18th. To make your reservation or for further information, call 1-800-205-6245. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, and we're on the last segment. And Joel is talking about the Tea Party movement and, of course, adhering to the basic fundamentals of really wanting to limit the power of government and restrict the ability of government to do all sorts of things it shouldn't be, like fighting a war in the Middle East, where we have almost 200,000 people over there fighting 100 members of Al-Qaeda, you know. Oh, what's wrong with this? Well, of course, we're not fighting for the reasons they're telling the American people. But most Republicans go right along with the war because it was George Bush's war, and they don't have the courage to stand up and say, this is wrong, and this is the problem we have. In fact, the Democrats are saying it. People have to stand for what's right and simply not go along with what all the other Republicans are doing. They have to be able to adhere to the concepts of limiting the power of government so men can be free. But go right ahead, Joel.
Well, in order to understand why these same mainstream conservative leaders all take this path of extreme moderation, let me review the modern takeover of the conservative movement. Technically, it goes clear back to the establishment's powerful moves to exclude anti-New Deal conservative Robert A. Taft from the presidency when he was running for president, replaced him with Dwight D. Eisenhower on the Republican ticket. Dwight D. Eisenhower was very much a controlled person. As a Supreme Allied Commander in World War II, he was controlled by George Marshall. He was, told to do many, many evil things, and he did follow orders, including Operation Keelhaul and also the selective starvation of 2 million German prisoners, putting them in open barbed wire enclosures out throughout the entire winter without sufficient food or shelter, and let them freeze and starve to death. The co-opting of grassroots conservatives' rebellions by the establishment-controlled Republican forces, who always call themselves moderate, of course, began in earnest after the 1964 defeat of Barry Goldwater. And, the establishment had vilified Goldwater and the fast-growing John Birch Society, which was the Tea Party equivalent in those days. And that's when, interestingly enough, the American Conservative Union began, which is the main sponsor of the CPAC conference. And while some of the main founders were stalwart constitutionalists, like Frank S. Meyer and Congressman John Ashbrook, that's John M. Ashbrook, not the guy from Missouri who, worked for George Bush as Attorney General. But there were also establishment plants, that's my opinion, like William F. Buckley, Jr. You know, he has always been esteemed as an arch-conservative, editor of National Review, publisher of National Review, in fact, brilliant but anti-conspiratorial to a passion. He hated the John Birch Society. He emerged from the cult world of Skull and Bones to guide the conservative movement on the right. I mean, just like George Bush was a rightist coming out of Skull and Bones, there have been many leftists coming out of Skull and Bones, and they take both sides of the political spectrum. William F. Buckley was there to make sure that the conservative right was controlled and make sure that they never got involved with conspiracy and that it never got a foothold. And so he would denigrate anyone who started to see the secret evil within government, and that's part of their role. They don't have to control everything directly. They can use mild-mannered people like Congressman John Ashbrook, who, you know, was the director of American Conservative Union for several years, because they can be talked into most anything. It's a very interesting way that they do that. It affirms, well, but what we find now, of course, is the ACU began to expand and flourish, the dozens of similar conservative organizations that split off from that early beginning, each having their own different opinion and emphasis to form new and competing entities. Now, if you click on the American Conservative Union website, cpac.org, and click on sponsors, you see hundreds of conservative organizations, and you wonder, how do each one of these things have their own unique place? Well, it's that old political adage that I wrote about when I was in college. I said, liberals tend to unite if they have one thing in common, while conservatives tend to split apart if they have one significant disagreement. And that's why we've got hundreds and hundreds of conservative organizations, 90% overlap in political philosophy, but just about a 10% difference, and each of them are vying for their own portion of the donation pie of conservatives. And so we're increasingly spread out and fractionalized, and it takes major threats to our movement, like the Obama administration, to cause the Tea Party movement to come about as a reaction. And in every case, we need to understand as conservatives that the mainstream tries to capture and harness this discontent and apply it to someone like Sarah Palin, who will not do anything but compromise, or apply it to, Mike Huckabee, who's another, he may be a legitimate Christian pastor, but he's a mainstream player with the Republican establishment, and he would not, even if he were elected, do anything to reestablish the constitutional working powers. So this is our problem. Ron Paul would, and that's why the establishment is so much against him. They have to play up to him because he's got a huge following now, but they still keep marginalizing him in almost everything that he does.
Well, the one thing they cannot allow is for the American people to understand, first, there's a conspiracy, and secondly, behind that conspiracy are powerful spiritual forces. And so anybody who talks about that is totally marginalized. In fact, I couldn't even get a table back at this meeting, CPAC. $2,500. I didn't have the money to put out for one, but even if I had had it, they wouldn't even contact me when I'd been trying for months to see about getting a table there.
Wow. Well, they know your reputation, of course, and they want mainstreamers there, not people who really have a strong dose of the tough truths. Typical, of course, are the people who champion the generic forms of conservatism like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and Bill O'Reilly, but when they come out and talk about conspiracy, they get virulent. Just this week, Bill O'Reilly came out swinging, saying, some of these Tea Party people are nuts. They are. They're crazy. I mean, we sent Jesse Waters down there, and he put the number of about 10%, and they're just loons out of their mind. That's the kind of statements. Just absolutely.
Hey, we're out of time, Joel. God bless. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so very much.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I'm here at Nutbrick, and I hope you enjoy our Friday mornings with Joel. I always do. He's an independent thinker, and I think he's absolutely right. The Tea Party movement really represents the fundamentalist American who wants to preserve freedom. Remember, the leadership of both political parties is controlled by exactly the same people. They've infiltrated our conservative organizations, our liberal organizations, our conservative Christian organizations, the Catholic Church. They've infiltrated the Jewish synagogue movement. I mean, they have infiltrated every aspect of our society. They control the media. They largely control what the people think. But there is a growing alternative media out there, and there's a growing movement of people concerned about freedom who are beginning to understand the brotherhood of darkness and the spiritual force that energizes them. So if you'd like to help us as we reach out across America with a unique opportunity, we have 60 outlets, but we do need your help to maintain them. Believe me, it's an expensive proposition every month just to pay the bills, but if you can help us, our number 1-800-544-8927. You go to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com. There's a PayPal button there. But if you can help, fine. We appreciate it. If you can't, we've covered your prayers for our provision and our protection. Well, if you haven't read Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to reread it. You need to understand how they made mockery out of the electoral process. We hope, of course, you'll get our talk on the Forbidden Secret, the Financial Armageddon, and there's a whole myriad of talks and DVDs available at Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Certainly you need to read about the planned population reduction. They do intend to kill off most of the people in this country and throughout the world. You need to understand the fact that they are planning for a police state, that they are listening to your telephone calls to Project Echelon, and you've got to be willing to stand up while you still can. And you'll either stand up and die on your feet or you'll die on your knees. But you're going to have to take a stand, and the only way you have to possibly survive, you and your family, is to take a stand now. Because believe me, if you don't, they already have their population control programs underway. They're poisoning us with sending genetically modified food and with aspartame and with fluoride in our drinking water, with mercury in the vaccines. They've destroyed the lives of millions of children. One in every six American children has a learning disability or a neurodevelopmental abnormality directly relatable, in my opinion, to the vaccination process, because you don't see this in children who aren't vaccinated, and they know what they're doing. And that's why during this latest non-epidemic, the H1N1 was totally phony. It was all alive. And yet, of course, they were insisting that every infant 6 months of age take two shots of mercury, a latent H1N1 vaccine, and two shots of seasonal vaccine, 100 times the dose of mercury considered safe by the EPA, and to take it within 21 days. How many million American children's lives did they destroy during the H1 epidemic? And everything they told you was a lie. We're out of time. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Pray for America, but please pray for your liberty, our mission, our protection.
You can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry, Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts